The Penobscot Indian Nation is among hundreds of Native American tribes recognized by the federal government. These tribes have treaties with the government. Those treaties establish special rights for America's remaining Indians as nations within a nation. The Penobscot Nation has about 3,000 members. 500 or so live on Indian Island in the Penobscot River in Maine. Most others live in different parts of that small state in the Northeast. Cross the bridge from the mainland to Indian Island, and you enter the heart of the Penobscot Indian Nation. Homes stand along with trees of all kinds. The island is not far from the Great North Woods. During the warmer months, Indian Island is very green. In winter, there is snow. Temperatures can drop far below freezing.
Many years ago, the Penobscot Indians began to lose their traditional ways to support themselves. Dams went up along the Penobscot River where they fished. As manufacturing arrived, some fish and animals along the river disappeared. Many of the Indians could find work only in low-paying industries. Others could not find jobs at all. Poverty has been a common problem for years for American Indian tribes. Now, many have found a way to earn money and reduce their dependence on federal aid. They operate casinos on, and in some cases off, tribal lands. These operations collected $18,500,000,000 last year. That is the estimate of the National Indian Gaming Association. It was a 10% increase from the year before. The group says Indian casinos have created more than 500,000 jobs, 3 out of 4 held by non-Indians. But in 2003, voters in Maine rejected a proposed casino that the Penobscot Nation and another tribe wanted to operate. That casino would have been off what is officially recognized as tribal land.
The Penobscot Indians have tried other ways to earn money. One idea has been to sell traditional Indian canoes made by hand. But a tribal official says each small boat takes several people 400 hours. Now, the Penobscot may get more chances for factory work. The Maine Technology Institute has awarded $200,000 to the Penobscot and 4 other tribes in the state. An agreement among state officials, the tribes, and a Maine manufacturing group made this award possible. The director of the Maine Manufacturing Extension Partnership says the Defense Department might provide the Indians with factory work.
And there are other economic hopes. The Penobscot may open a non-traditional kind of drug store to sell medicines imported from Canada. Maine is on the border with Canada. Medicines, even American-made drugs, often cost far less in Canada than in the United States. The Penobscot would order prescription drugs from Canada under a plan announced by Maine Governor John Baldacci. So far, drug safety officials in the United States government have rejected similar plans by other states. But some states and cities are not honoring the government's wishes. They are suggesting that their citizens buy medicines over the internet from Canada.
Technically, it is illegal for Americans to go to Canada to bring back medicine. Yet many older people do just that. Maine Senator Olympia Snow and senators from other states have proposed a measure in Congress. It would permit the purchase of medicines from Canada and other nations. The United States government has said it could not guarantee the safety and effectiveness of imported drugs, but the drugs would be inspected under this proposed legislation.
The proposed